Okay, Rabbi, so we're beginning a brand new perek. We're on Chof Omid Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Arbo Nidorim Heitiru Chachamim. There were four classes or categories of Nidorim that Chachamim were Matir. What does it mean that they were Matir? Says the Ran, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Mutorin me alehem b'loy heter chacham. You don't even have to go and be mata these nedarim. They're automatically not considered to be binding oaths, binding nedarim, and so therefore you do not have to be mata them. And the Mishnayis and the Gemaras are going to go through each one of these in some detail. Today we're going to focus on the first one, which is Nidre Zeruzin. But besides Nidre Zeruzin, we have Nidre Havoi, Nidre Shkogois, Nidre Oinsin. Now, Nidre Zeruzin, as we'll see in the Mishnah momentarily, are Nidorim that you utter, that you make, to motivate the other individual to move vis-a-vis the discussion and the negotiations. We'll see that it's typically used in connection with a business transaction, and each one wants to motivate the other to kind of move in his direction. Good morning, Rabbi. We are on Chof Amid Beis. We just started the Mishnah on the bottom. Nidre Avoy. Avoy means really for nothing. The way the Ran translates it, he says that it's Neder She'enaklum. It's really nothing. What does that mean? We'll see. Nidre Shkogois means a neder that was made b'shoygig. Nidre Oimzin means as a result of an oimz. Each one of the cases, the Mishnayis and Mir Tashem, going forward, are going to explain them in detail. We today are going to focus solely on Nidre Zeruzin. Ketzad, give me an example. What means Nidre Zeruzin? Are you moicher chayvitz? The Amar koinim she'eni poiches lecha min hasela. You have here a moicher and you have a lekech. The moicher says to lekech, listen to me, sir. The minimum that I'm going to accept for this item is a sela. And as we'll see shortly, a sela means the value of 4 dinrim. I'm not going to take anything less. And I'm telling you this with an oath, with a koinim, with a neder. So the Ran fills in a couple of words. He says, koinim dom of olai. See, if you look at the Ran, 2 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Koinim she'eni poiches lecha. Koinim dom of olai. The money that you're going to give me will be osir to me im ani moichrei bepoches misela shu arba dinrim. If you're going to give me a nickel less than a sela, that money is going to be osir to me, meaning I'm not going to have ano. So if that's the case, there's no purpose in taking any money from you if you're not going to give me the full 4 dinrim, because I can't have ano from it anyway. Valoi oimer, and the lekiach says in turn, koinim she'eni moisef l'cho al hashekel. I would like to go and buy from you this mekach, this item. However, if you're not going to give it to me for a shekel, which means 2 dinrim, if I get the mekach, I swear not to have any hano'ah from that mekach. Continuing the next run. Koinim she'ini moisu l'chal ha-shekel. Koinim ha-mekach alai. That item, that object that I am buying from you, I put a koinim on it, I'm not going to have any hano'ah. If I have to go and pay anything more than a shekel, shushnei dinrim, to receive that item, then I'm not going to go and have a no from it. So therefore, each one is standing very, very strong in his position. Each one is saying to the other one, I will not take a penny less than 4 dinrim. And if you give me a penny less, I swear off any hano from the money that I receive, which means I'm not going to take money from you because I can't have a no from it anyway. And the other one says, I'm only going to go and take this mekach if I can get it for 2 dinrim. If I have to pay more from that, more than that, then I swear off a no from this mekach, which means I'm not going to take it because I'm not going to buy an object if I cannot have a no. So now each one is very, very strong about their koinim. Says the Mishnah, Shneyem roitzin b'shloisha dinrim. Ultimately, we can expect that both of them are going to agree to split the difference between the 4 dinrim and the 2 dinrim and agree for a price of 3 dinrim. And we're going to see in the Gemara shortly, it's not that they're going to change their minds, but rather all along the Moicher was prepared to take 3 dinrim, all along the Lekiach was prepared to pay three dinarim, but the only way that they could get together on that three is through this negotiating process, and therefore these are really negotiating tactics that he uses such a strong kainim, and that he uses such a strong kainim, but they don't really mean it. And since they don't really mean it, that's why the Chum say, we're going to be matrit mitchilosa, you don't even need a heter chacham. Let's see the top run on the left-hand margin. The moicher initially was looking for a price of three. And that's why they're called nidrei zruzin, to motivate the other person to come to his side. That he shouldn't be stubborn. The other guy says, no, I'm not going to give you more than two dinarim. So therefore he knows if he's going to ask for three, we're going to compromise between two and three. And that's why he says, I need four. He should agree to three. L'kech also had in mind three. He needed to motivate the moicher to come down from four down to three. Because even from the very outset, neither of them really meant what they said. They're just using this for negotiations. These are not real nedarim. These are no gezukt. It's only our said. And therefore, there's no requirement to go and be matir neitim. This is, in fact, the daily ways of people negotiating back and forth. It's not even called Dvarim Shebelev, which normally we say Loi Havien Dvarim, but rather everybody knows that this is, if you will, the customary tactics of sellers and of buyers. This should be, if you will, expected, and their expected end was three, which is what they really were both looking for ab initio from the very beginning. So these types of Nidri Zruzin, you don't even have to be maternate. Now what sounds so simple, we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, is not so simple. Zok Gemara, Arbon Edom Etir Chacham V'chuli Omalei Reb Abba Bar Mamal Reb Ami Amris Lon Mishmeid Reb Yehuda Nesia. You told us in the name of Yehuda Nesia, Man Tana Arbon Edorim, who is the Tana of the Arbon Edorim, meaning of our Mishnah? That's Reb Yehuda Hidom Mishim Reb Tarfin. We had this Reb Yehuda Mishim Reb Tarfin yesterday, the day before, that Lo'olam Ein Echem Yehen Nozer You remember we gave the example of two people sitting together on a park bench. They're discussing the daf. All of a sudden, somebody passes by with long hair, and the first one says, I bet you that fellow is a nazir. The other one says, nah, come on, he's not a nazir. He just happens to be a hippie or a yippie, one of these homeless guys that doesn't take a shave or a haircut for a year. But it's goodish. And the one says, I'm telling you, he's a nazir. So much so that I take upon myself to be a nazir if I'm right that he is a nazir. And the other one says, well, I'm telling you I'm right, and I take upon myself a nazir if this person in fact is just a hippie or a homeless guy and not really a nazir. And then obviously he's one of the two, and in fact a minute later we ask him, sir, can you tell us, are you a nazir? So if he says yes, then the first person is a nazir. If he says no, then the second person is a nazir. That's what the Chachamim hold. Reb Tarfin says, no, neither of them is a nazir. Like the Pasuk says, Ish oy isha ki yafli linder neder nazir lahazir lashem. What's the Russian of yafli? Ish oy isha ki yidar neder nazir. What do I mean by yafli? Yafli means that a person says it expressly, but it's not only express, it also means unconditionally. There are no conditions attached to this neder. And since in this case of the Naziris, both of them have attached a condition, the first one attaching that the first fellow is a Nazir, the second one that the fellow is not a Nazir, so even though I knew from the very outset that one will be right and one will be wrong, the halacha is that neither is a nazir because each one attached a condition to the nazirs. Here too says the Gemara, b'shem Rav Yehuda Nesia, that this is Rav Tarfin speaking. Each one of them said, I aser the money on me unless and until you give me the full four dinarim that I'm demanding. If you don't, then this money becomes aser. So it's on the condition that you pay me the money. On the other hand, the other one said, I'm asking this mekach on me unless and until you're going to go and give me for 2 dinarim. Ah, so therefore he's also attaching a condition. Says Reb Tarfin, it has to be an unconditional neder, a neder which is attached to
Zerus. This is an
Adornish.
Right. Use the hekesh we had early in the
very good.
That's the
exactly right.
So all Tanoim and the Adorim are not, make the
according to Reb Tarfin, make the neder meaningless. Yeah. Meaningless. Exactly right. In fact, look at the first run right after the Gemara. In other words, go down into the middle of the middle wide lines. You see, it starts off Gemara. The Vishloi Nitna Naziris. Everybody have that?
Yeah.
Okay. V'hu adin l'nedarim. The Iskish l'Naziris. You see? Where's the Hekish? Because it says, Ish or Isha Kiafli Linder Neder Nozir Lahazir. So you have the Hekish, one to the other. From that Hekish, you learn up Bal Yachel and Bal Ta'acher. How do you have Bal Ta'acher by Naziris? After all, when you say immediately Hareini Nozir, you become a Nozir on the spot. How can you have Bal Ta'acher? Does it sound familiar?
Yeah.
So the Gemara asks that question. You remember that. So the Gemara says it could be talking Bal Ta'acher on the Kabbalahs, it could be Bal Ta'acher on the Tiglachas, it could even be Bal Ta'acher on the Naziris if the person says that I don't want to pass away from this world without taking upon myself Naziris, that he has to take Naziris immediately. Anyway, so you remember we had this Gemara, but bottom line is, Mara says we have a hekish from Naziris to Nadarm, Naziris to Lechayel, Elim ken yikabel, beloy tanai, says the, look again the words of the Ram, beloy tanai, it's got to be unconditional. Hilkach moichu lekeach, shetolu nidorim bitanai, they did attach a tanai, in case you're going to pay me less, you're going to pay me more. Abo misha avra tanam, even though ultimately the tanai, the condition was violated, because neither of them got what they were noder. The first one said, I'm not taking a penny less than 4 dinarim, and he agreed to 3. The second one says, I'm not going to pay a penny more than 2 dinarim, and he paid 3. So both of them violated tonight. They find the driver. The neder is not chal. That's how the first Mandiyama learns here in our Gemara. This is not the way we learned when we learned the Mishnah initially. And in fact, the Gemara is now going to argue with that. Rova Amar. It doesn't have to be that this Gemara, this Mishnah, is only Reb Tarfin. It can go according to Rabbanan too, that allow for conditional nidarim. Ki ketani, shneim ratzu, shneim roitzim ketani. Notice that the Mishnah ends off shneim roitzim, not ratzu. What difference does it make between ratzu and roitzim? Well, we know, of course, in Hebrew, ratzu means a past tense, roitzim means a present tense. However, the Gemara is using it a little bit differently. What the Gemara is saying is, if it would say Ratzu, then you could learn like Reb Tarfin, which means that although initially each one said, I want 4, I want 2, I'm making a neder, ultimately they changed their minds and they agreed to Ratzu. They agreed to only take 3. Roitzin means from the very beginning of this transaction, from the first time when the Lokeach walked into the store, before he even opened his mouth, the moich is looking at him and says, I know what you want to buy. For that object, you're going to have to go and pay 3. I'm going to demand 4. You're going to demand 2. So in other words, this was already pre-conceptual in their minds that this is the way it was going to come out. Now, what's the difference between Ratzu and Reitzin? Let's look at the next shtickle ran. Rav Amra filu teim rabban mikitoni shneim Ratzu kloimar. Demasnizim de nidrei zeruzim. Lamishum hafloi, nothing to do with mafloa like Reb Tarfin. Elamishum sheshamu chachomim daitam, the chum assessed their minds, in other words, looked into their minds. Shloi nidru bedavka, they didn't really make a neder because they meant it. Elizares domiktoni, they only wanted to mizar as the other one when it comes to payment of the money. Rotsu shehei mishmausai sherotsu libsoiv, Elizares. I'm sorry, Elizaret, Demi Ketoni Ratzu. Didn't say Ratzu, no. Shei Mashmo'us, then the Ratzu would have had that Mashmo'us, Shiratzu Libesoif, that at the end, he negotiated, he wanted 4, he wanted 2, 4 and 2, they went back and forth 12 times, and then they finally agreed, Libesoif, to 3. No, it doesn't say Ratzu. Shneim Ratzin Ketoni, the Mashmit Chilavad Soif, this is an ongoing process from first minute to the final minute, they both agreed to this
three.
To this three. It wasn't that there was a real negotiation for it. It was a negotiation for it too, but he didn't really mean four, he didn't really mean two. They both really meant three, and this is the way they bridge the gap by saying, oh, koinem, 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 but this is good. So that's the pshat of Rav, and that's how the Ram learned pshat in the Mishnah, and that's the Poshe pshat based on these extra words, Shneim Reitzim B'Shmashadim. So getting back to our Gemara now, Omalei Rabbeinu Ravashi. So Rabbeinu asked Ravashi the following question, which, if had it not said Ravina, I would have thought it's a Rav Yirmiyah type of question, that Omaloi, he said to him, Tfei Misala, Valoi Omar, Botzim Mishekel, Nidra Hava, Oizruzin Hava. In other words, is a Davke 4 and 2, like it says in the Mishnah? What happens if one says more than 4, and the other one says less than 3? What would be the din then? And the Ran has two interesting pshatim in what the 4 and the 2, or the 4 plus and the 2 minus are. The first pshat he says is Tvei Misela. Maybe it means that instead of asking for 4 dinrim, he asked for 401. As if you're talking in dollars, I don't want $4, I want $4 and a penny. And the other one, we answered 2 dinrim, he didn't say 2, he said 199. I'm not budging from 199, and he's saying 401. And therefore, what's the shaila? The shaila is, since they're so medactic, kechuta sa'ara, they're being so meticulous, 401, and the other one says 199, does that mean perhaps that these are real nedarim, not just negotiating tactics? Because otherwise, if they're just negotiating to get to 3, he would have said 4, he would say 2, we compromise at 3. Saying I want 401 or 405, and the other one says 199 or 195, sounds like they are really bedavka. They're not budging from those numbers, and that these are real nedarim.
No, they're amplifying their drama.
That could be the other part. In other words, they're just dramatizing, but they don't really mean it. They're just trying to play around. The second shot of the Ran, as we'll see in a moment, is not that it's 401, but in fact he's asking for 5 dinrim, and he's asking for, he only wants to pay 1 dinner. And although l'chayro between 5 and 1, 3 is the middle number, but because they are so far apart in their negotiations, it's highly unlikely that the 5 is going to agree to the 3, and that the 1 is going to agree to the 3. Or perhaps not. Maybe they're just real starke negotiators, and that's why he starts very high and he starts very low. So let's see the pshat in the Ran. He brings both pshatim over here. Third wide line down below. Omalei tvei mesalek, kolema. She'omalei koinim she'eni poichas lechom en asala. Upruta. Not that he asked for a seller. I want a seller in Upruta. 401. V'lekeach omar, koinim she'eni moisel lecho al shekel poches pruta. I'm not going to give you even the 2 dinrim of the 1 shekel. I'll give you 199. Nidra havo yisruzen havo. Since they're being so precise, 401, 199. These are real nidor. These are not just nidrizrus. But lishna acher, well, lish loshna acher, lishna chrinim. Omlei tvei miseler, she'omar shlo yivchois loy michomish dinrim. Not 401, he says, I want 5. The omlei idach botzir min shekel. I don't want to give you a drop more than a shekel. So he goes all the way down to a shekel. Shalitim b'yoisim min dinner, which means, I'm sorry, the Gemara used the expression butzim min shekel, which means not 199, but it means one dinner altogether. I'm not going to give you more than 1 dinner. So what's the shayla? Mi amrinan kivin demerchiki kuli hai. Since we're not talking about the difference between 4 and 2, we're talking about between 5 and 1. Oh, bedavka nidri, so they really mean it. This is not just a negotiating tactic. It's not a motivational type of neder of nidri's reason. This is the real McCoy. And that's Sigmar's shayla. Sigmar's going to try to be poshited. He says more than a shekel. He says less than a shekel. Nidra hava oiz reason hava. Amalei tanina. I'll bring you a raya. Busam galant. Metchum galant towards the end of the Masechta. The following fact pattern. Yankel goes over to Beryl and says, Beryl, please come and eat in my house. Come for a suda, come for Shabbos. And the person answers him back. I make a neder upon me that I'm not going to even enter into your house.
A polite refusal.
Tipas tsoinen sheni toyim. I'm not going to even drink from you cold water, cold Coca-Cola. I'm not coming. He makes a koinim. I'm not going to walk into your house. I'm not going to drink, etc. Guess what? Mutterly konis lebeisoy. Even though he made those nedarim, he's allowed to go into the bayis, and he's allowed to go and drink the cold water. Why? Because with his refusal, he was just turning down the balabos's request that he comes to him for a full meal, and so therefore to push him aside, he said to him, not only am I not going to come for a full meal, I'm not going to even go over your threshold, I'm not going to even go and take a cold drop of water. But he didn't really mean that. He just meant to say, I'm not going to come for a meal, I'll come for a little nothing. He was just afraid that if he gives them, what do they say, if you give a finger, they take a hand, if you give them a foot, you take a yard, whatever the expression is. I was just afraid that if I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to come in, I'll come in, I'm going to come for Kiddush. As soon as he sits down for Kiddush, he's going to find that there are four different types of fish on the table. There's going to be a whitefish and salmon and herring and schmaltz herring. And he says, oh, by the way, we also have a whole bunch of salads. And if you don't mind, oh, by the way, you have some challis over here too, so you don't have to wash when you get home. You can really, yeah. So one thing will lead to another. He's soon going to eat agantza Kiddush, a whole meal, mitchulit, mitkigel, and everything else. So therefore, to try to push this away, I can't. I mean, the last time I sat at that person for a meal in Shabbos, it took 4 hours. After all his meters, and after all the politics, and after all the Divrei Torah, and all the rest, I can't. I just don't have the patience for that. So that's why I told him, I'm not going to even come for a drink. That's not what he really meant. He really meant is, I don't want to come for the big Suda. And therefore, he said it to motivate the other person. Give me a little breathing room. I can't take a full Suda. I'm not going to even come in. I'm not going to take a drink. But that's not what he really meant. He only meant that he's not going to come for the chidush deal. So, Frey Tiyamara, why, in fact, are you telling me mutterly konis lebeisai? V'lishtois v'menu, v'amai, v'ti besoinen koma. After all, he swore, he said, koinem, I'm not going to even take a tiba soinem from you. El mishtoyen ishochi. That's the way people talk to be able to lower the other person's expectations. I'm not going to come for me. I'm not going to even come for a drink. But he comes in for a drink. That's the way people speak. So now, how does that apply to our case? So the Ran says it applies to both cases. If you look at the Ran all the way in the bottom, after all, the other person requested, come for a full meal. He said, I'm not going to even come for a drink. So Alma, afagav de nochas lediuka. Number one, he's being very medactic, not even for a cold glass of water. And the shenisrachik harbi mimasha hoya roitze chaveroi. He's also being misrachik. So the Ran is trying to cover both bases. In other words, both pshatim. In terms of the first pshat, when we said that it's 401 vis-a-vis 199, what was the lashon of the Ran? That because they're going lidiyuka, since they're being so medactic, 401, 199, maybe the davki koma. So that was the bidiyuka. And the second shot was that they're so far apart, he wants five and he wants one. Says shenistrachik harbi mimasha hoya roitze chaveiro shiyoicha. This fellow wanted him to come for a full 8-course meal. And he's asr al atzmi afiladrisis aregel ushtiyas tzoinen. He's going all the way in the other direction. I'm not going to even come over your threshold, and I'm not even going to drink water. Filahochi amrina. Nevertheless, we say, don't take it too seriously. Hachanami afal gab di omar. Even though over here he said, chad tvei min tzela vidach batzer min shekel. This one said 401 or 5, and the other one said 199 or 1. So the Chayyim has been pushed to Shaila nicely from a parallel situation. But the Gemara says now here on top, Midami, Amalei, so we left that Amalei. Amalei Midami, he said that was a very nice response. However, I don't think that they're on all fours. They're not really parallel. Because Gabi Tzoynen, Tzadikim Imim Ma'at, Oisen Harbe, like we have by Avram Avinu. And therefore, when a person invites you, yeah, just come for a little kiddush, you know, you'll come in. So you think to yourself, a little kiddush means some lekach and bromfin and maybe a little piece of herring, and then you come in and you see that there are 12 different types of cakes and 4 different types of fish, and then there's kugel and cholent, and that's why the person suspected that although he said, yeah, just come in for kiddush, he really means an elaborate royal meal. And so therefore, that's why he had to go all the way to merachik, all the way to the other the other extreme, that no, I'm not going to even take a drink of water. But he didn't really mean a drink of water. Okay, I'll come in for the drink, but that's it, you know. I'll take a little, make kiddush, I'll make a little schnapps, a little breakup, and then I'm out of here. Don't even have any dreams or aspirations. I'm coming for the rest. But in our case, Sveiko, it's a real Savik. Dilma poches misela v'yoyso shekel ka'omar v'zirus and have it. Maybe you're right. They're only being mizaris. The fact that he's saying poches misela, only one or only 199, and the other one says, sorry, the seller means the case of the 401, I'm not going to take a drop less than 401. And the other one says, I'm not going to pay more than 199 or 5 and 1, like we said before. And Zeruzin Haber. Or Yidilma Davke Ka'omar, V'nidrava. And then maybe he really meant it, no? Because of the fact that they're in Davke, like the 401, or because they're so far apart, like we said. Maybe it's Davke, V'nidrava, Zutimori, Tiboy. And Tiboy, as you know, is a Loshen Yerushalmi. And that's the Loshen Nedarim Mishuna, and therefore it really means take. Good. So we have not been poshut that shayla. So what do we do? Says the Ran, since leifshit naktina lechumra, we go lechumra. On to the next.
Stam Nedarim lechumra.
Stam Nedarim, yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Omer of Yudah, Omer of Asi. Remember Rav Asi. Omer of Yudah, Omer of Asi. Arba Nedarim halolu tzrichin sheilu lechacham. These four nedarim require that you go to a chacham. Now that sounds very strange. Kamrita kamidi Shmuel, when I repeated this in the name of Shmuel, I said this in front of Shmuel, this is Rav Yudah Marav, right? I'm sorry, Rav Yudah Maravasi. So Rav Yudah said this halacha in front of Shmuel, Omar, I don't know what you're talking about. After all, how did we start off our perek today? How did we start off the shir? Tana, Toni, Arbon, Nedarim, Heitiru Chachamim, Viat Amres, Tarichin, She'elu Lechacham. The woman say tiru chachamim. So I'm sure you know, Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda that the Ran said shemutarim me'aleid blei heter chacham. You don't have to go for a be matineder. They're automatically considered to be null and void.
This is the Mishnah.
Exactly. So Rav Asi is arguing with the Mishnah. That's what Shmuel's kash is. Anyway, the Gemara does not answer the question. But the Meforshim try to give explanations. How did Rav Asi understand the Mishnah? He understood Heitiru Chachamim, not that it's automatically null and void, it's not a real Neda, but Heitiru Chachamim means that it's easy to go and get a Heter Nedarim. It's not the type of things where you have to go mit the Charotim, mit the Gamze Pesach. If you go to the Chacham, he can give it to you like almost an instantaneous Heter Nedarim just on the request alone. But the Gemara itself doesn't go into this further, but rather what the Gemara tells us is, Rav Yosef, Masin Lola Shmaitza Bahai Lishna. Rav Yosef says, I had a different version of this Rav Yehuda Omer Vasi. Omer of Yehuda Omer Vasi. Ein Chacham Rishoy Lahatir Ela Ke'en Arba Nedorim Halalo. And therefore, say the Mepharshim, that this Rav Yehuda Omer Vasi Abad agrees to what it says in our Mishnah. They agree to what Shmuel said. They agree to how the Ran explained it. That Tiru Chacham, that you do not require a heter whatsoever. Zero. Now, what did Yehuda Omer Vasi said? That when a chacham wants to be matir and neder, it's got to be similar to our four nedarim. That what? Because kosover ain't poischem b'charata. You cannot be poischem b'charata. Now, we spoke about this the other day, and we're going to get into it a little bit more today. That when a chacham is matir and neder, there are two ways of doing it. One way is either going and having the other person say, I'm mischarit, I regret what I said. And the second way is to be poiseach pesach. The Lashon HaGemara, poisim mecharata, kind of puts the two together, but really that's not the case. Charata is without a pesach, and another way of being matinator is finding a pesach. Now what means charata? As we'll see in the Ran in a moment, charata means that the person says, when I made this neder yesterday, I was very upset. I was very angry. I was in the subway, standing there for an hour. I, as you know, I'm already 95 years old, and nobody stood up for me, and I really was insulted and offended. Come on, why didn't they stand up for me? And then I came home, and I expected the dinner would be ready on the table, and unfortunately it was still cold, my wife wasn't even home yet, and I was so upset, and then I heard that the market went down 1,200 points, all these things. I was so angry, and therefore that's why I made the neder yesterday or last week, whenever I made it. However, As soon as I cooled off in the morning and I woke up, I said, come on, don't be such a nar. Everything is fine. Else is good. Baruch Hashem, I'm alive. Moidani lefenecha, that I'm still alive. I'm still walking around, talking, going, coming. I have tremendous charat on what I said. But I didn't mean it. Even when I said it, I did it because I was in a rage. I was so angry. So that's charat. Then there's another type of trying to annul a neder, and that is by being poiseach pesach. And that poiseach pesach is that you go and establish to the dayan's satisfaction that when you originally made the neder, you didn't realize the full ramifications of the neder. Had you known that the ramifications are going to be X, Y, and Z, you never would have made this neder in the first place. The case, for instance, of a Naziris type of neder, the person figured, I can last for 30 days without wine. And then the person realizes after 3 days, if I don't have a drop of wine for the next 27 days, I'm going to have to chas v'shalom commit suicide. I can't live without it. I have to drink the wine. He's like a drug addict. He's an alcoholic. I just can't. And so therefore, if I would have realized this terrible pain, emotional pain and anguish that I'm having now, I never would have made that neder. So that's the poiseach, that's the pesach that you can find. Now, which one of these are easier, which one are more difficult, which one are more significant, more substantive? In terms of ease, the charat is an easy thing. All I have to go and show, if the dying wants edus, I'll bring two people that yesterday I was burning mad and upset and it all, and Baruch Hashem, today I've cooled off. So that's an easy charat, I see. Taka, you know, he didn't mean it. So that's one. However, on the other one, in the poiseach, there you really have to convince the dying that if I would have realized and I would have known with ramifications, I never thought through it, but if I would have known. So that's more the pesach, which is perhaps a higher standard that you have to meet to be able to get your het in the dark.
So you didn't have a charat, when pesach, you didn't have a charat that He made it.
He didn't have charata as to the substance of the neder. He had the charata that he made a neder at all. The nature of the neder really makes no difference. Whether the neder was that he's going to kill an elephant, or whether he's going to learn shas overnight, or whether he's going to abstain from eating for the next 3 days. Any neder that he made, he's not addressing the substance of the neder. He's just saying, I was in sort of fit of rage that I could.
The gavra, not the native.
Okay, so that's the charata aspect. The other aspect, when you're doing a pesach, you're attacking the neder itself. You're saying, if I would have known that it's going to be so difficult to learn shas over one night, that I never would have taken. I thought that, you know, like ashrei, I'll go through the whole thing. But I never realized how many pages and how many dafim, and I go. If I would have realized to go and shoot an elephant, I have to go all the way to Africa because the Barnum and Bailey zoos are not allowed to have, the circus is not allowed to have elephants anymore. But whatever. So then you have to go and address the actual neder as opposed to addressing his own fit and emotions. Mm-hmm. Okay. But there's another aspect to it, as we'll see in the Ran in a moment, that when you do it charata, that doesn't really indicate what your views are vis-a-vis the neder. It could be, yes, you were talk upset, but when you said the neder, you said the neder. Now that you've cooled off, now you regret having been upset yesterday and making the neder at that time. On the other hand, when you're finding a Pesach, your Pesach is telling you, I never would have made the neder in the first place had I realized these ramifications. And therefore, says Aran, that shows that it's more of a mekach tois, or a neder betois. Because the Pesach is saying, I never would have said it. If I would have thought through and realized that I'm an alcoholic and I cannot, I wouldn't have made it. So that's the neder betois. So let's look at the Ran for a short moment, and then we'll get back to our Gemara. So it's got to be similar to Arbo and Nedorim Halolu. Says the Ran, we're about 10 lines from the top, on the right hand margin, Kloimar, She'ein lo lahatir b'charota, a dying should not take and be matinated just on charota alone. Ela b'pesach, shehaneder kishehu niter b'pesach, moichiach mitoichoy shu neder tos. When you're finding a pesach in the neder, then you're showing that this was, from the very beginning, a big, big mistake, a big boo-boo. V'avikena bar nadarim. That's like the Arbona Dorim of our Mishnah, that from the very outset, from the inception, they were never intended to be real Nedarim, like our case of the negotiating tactics. He didn't really mean to make a Neder. Et no gizot, like the Gemara said, Mishtoi inishachi. That's the way people speak. Vavikin Arbona Nedarim. Av Becharot Aloy, but not Becharot. Behind the time, what's the reason why? The order of Pesach Mecharot. Pesach is better than Mecharot. The fish kol Neder shu nitter be Pesach. Hari hanoider oimer. From the very first moment when he made that neder, if he would have thought about the ramifications, this fellow is the alcoholic and he said, I'm not going to drink wine for the next 30 days. If he'd have thought about it for a moment, he never would have made the neder. And therefore, ab initio, from the inception, this was not a real neder. It was a mistake. It's not that he's saying that I found out that there was a mistake if I would have realized. No, that's not what he's saying. What is he saying now? I was in a fit of rage, or I was doing everything quickly, I was rushing. I agree, I'm going to make a neder, let's go. And now I have chrata, now I've that I'm back, cooler things have cooled off, and Baruch Hashem, I slept overnight, and I'm no longer rushing, and now regret for the things that I said yesterday. So therefore, getting back to our Gemara, according to this second Lashon, Rav Yosef agrees, of course, to what Shmuel said, Pshat in the Mishnah, that these four Nedarim don't require a head to the Nedarim at all. You don't have to be Matanet. What he's telling us is, you, the Chochem, or you, the Dayanim, that want to go and be Matanader, only be Matanader if they found a real Pesach, that he can show that from the very outset, if he would have thought about it, he wouldn't have made the Neder because of the ramifications that he's not able to live with. And so therefore, then that is the type of Pesach that you can use to go and be Matanader. But not just based on Charata, yeah, well, I changed my mind, yesterday I was upset, and today I'm happy, and therefore I don't want the Neder. No, don't do it on that basis. And now we're going to see that that's not so simple. In fact, there's going to be a major machlokes. Ahudi also came to Rav Huna. Someone came in front of Rav Huna. Omale and Rav Huna asked him, tell me, when you made the neder, libcha aloch, was your mind with you? In other words, was your mind settled? Or were you a little bit confused? Or you were angry? Omaloi, no, my mind was not with me. In other words, I was tzidrait, I was deranged yesterday. Osmech, oh, Amisharia, and he was Matir. Now, obviously, Rav Huna is disagreeing with what Rav Asi said, because Rav Asi said you can only do it with a Pesach, and he did it with Charot alone. Now, our Gemara, we just bring Ahud Asa Kamed Rav Huna, and we don't even introduce the fact that Rav Huna is disagreeing with Rav Asi. But the Rosh had another few words, and those words show you that that's how we learn it. If you look at the Rosh, starting down in Machlais, well, in Arba Nedarim, which is about six lines from the beginning of the Rosh, Ad Shim Tzalei Pesach, if I would have realized the ramifications, I never would have made a neder. It's as if there was never any neder from the outset. So that was Rav Asi. It's got to be like the four nedarim, not becharata. However, notice we don't have those words in our Gemara. That is the gears of the Rosh. The Rav Huna Sova, you can be Paisei HaPacharot, and then Ahud Asa L'Kami the Rav Huna, and he asked him, Libcha Aloch. So then we have a real live story, which illustrates the Psak of Rav Huna. Continuing on the Rosh, Pirish, Becharot, oh, he was Paisei HaPacharot. Becharot called him, Rak Shiyoymer Shu Mescharet Me'atzmoy. He says, I regret what I said. V'roitza Ha'yishalim Noda Me'olam. How I shouldn't have made a neder. Did you do it because of this? He did it because of that. You don't have to go into that according to Rav Huna. All you have to have is that the person says, I'm mischard because I was heated yesterday or whatever.
And the Lashon of Aratars Nedarim seems like we practice how we paskin, right? I mean, any mischari al kach. I mean, right? I mean, this is the Lashon we say Aratars Nedarim, Erev Hashanah.
So he is mischar or not mischar?
You see in the Lashon, in the verbiage of Tarsus.
Understood. But the word mischar can be used both. Let's continue in the next shtickle of Russian. You see what I mean? Omalei libcha aloch, Uyisilev shahoya lecha kishnadarta yeshna yadayin alecha. Are you in the same mood now that you were in yesterday? The einucha mescharet al mashinadarta, and therefore you don't have charata on the neder that you made. So the word charata, of course, regret, can be used both ways. The way our Gemara is using it is in a very defined way, and that is charata means that I was yesterday in a bad mood, I was in a rage, I was rushing to go and catch the plane. I said, yeah, yeah, everything is fine, whatever you say, yeah, I agree, sure, sure, sure. And then afterwards, when he gets to the plane, what did I say? I don't even remember what I said. I was just rushing to the door, rushing out. So I said things that I'm mischaret on them. And there too you could read into mind. If you would have known before when you were heated up, and if you knew with Shas that you were rushing, that this was the import of the neder, would you make a... But the Master, none of those machshavas came to him then because he was all heated up or he was rushing. So the word charata can be also, even in the case of your Pesach Pesach, why are you, don't you want to go ahead with your neder? I don't want to go ahead with my neder because I didn't realize from the outset, if I would have realized it, never would have. So in other words, you regret you made. Of course I regret. If I would have realized it, so you can use the word charata for both. So you'd have to look very carefully at the Lashon of the Taurus Adarim to see how, when it just talks about charata, Pesach Pesach. But anyway, beginning back to, okay, one thing is certain, and when we make our Taurus Adarim, the Chacham never asks you, tell me what were the, why did you make it, and would you realize, would you have made it, blah, blah, blah.
We can't specify, there's so many.
Exactly. Good. But Lamasa today, if you do have a specific neder that you want to be matinated, you go to Rav, the Rav will ask these types of questions. He'll ask you why and when and where, etc. Good.
Does Beis Din have more authority than the Rav? The Beis Din, do they need to also do this Dusha Chakira, the Charata, the Pesach?
They have to ask him.
They have to ask him. So sure. There's no more. Another.
Why are you coming to be matinated? Uh-huh. And say, either if you hold Charata, because when I made the neder yesterday, it was fury and brimstone. Or the reason is the kapha. Or is the reason because the neder itself, that now that I had a chance to ponder it and think about it, I realized it wasn't such a smart thing, and therefore, anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. So Rav Huna therefore disagrees. You can't be Pesach b'charata, and that's how we had that story. And now we have a similar story. Who also comes up?
But it's also the Rabbi Huda and Rav Asi. Those are also, those are from the get-go.
That's a template. That's a template of Nidorim that are eligible.
Right, because they're not from the get-go. They didn't mean it at all.
They don't have efficacy to start with.
Exactly. Right. So that's more a similar story.
Hold on then. Let's think about it.
Have I been rushing?
Yeah. don't make Nidorim
I'm rushing, but you're not rushing.
Yeah, hold on now. So this kind of is bothering me. The Mishnah says they don't need any
heter nedarim at all.
Oh, and Rav Asi saying you can only be matir something that doesn't need it at all, effectively.
No, what he's saying is that when you're being matir, there are two ways of being matir, based on charata or based on Pesach. You have to do based on Pesach, not on charata. Why is Pesach different than charata? Like the Ran explained, because charata means I'm not really addressing what the substance of the neder was. I'm just telling you that yesterday I was upset and today I'm happy, okay. And therefore I'm mischarit. That's not a good reason. It's got to be that the nedarim, not the gavra, as you always point out, right. But the chafetz of the neder was a shvacha neder. Just like in our Mishnah, none of these nedarim did he really mean from the outset. From the outset he just talked that way. He didn't really mean it. Here too, he has to go and prove to Beis Din that had he realized the ramifications, he never would have made that neder in the first place, and therefore from the outset it was a neder betos. So therefore, the bottom line on the Hatar Sadarim of this neder is that I come to the same bottom line as the four nedarim, that from the very outset it was never a real neder. In the case of the Mishnah, it's because the substance of those four nedarim is such
insubstantial.
It's fine. Mashenkin over here, the person makes it insubstantial by saying, had I realized, I never would have done it, and therefore becomes a neder betos. Rav Huna disagrees and says, even bePesach Charata. Now we have a similar story. Yehudi also came to Rabbi Rav Huna. Omalei, ilu hoyu asura b'nei odom shifaisucha b'yisheshor. When you made your neder yesterday, if there would have been 10 people that would have come to you and have said, Yankel, come on, why are you making this neder? Do you understand what you're doing? Come on. Mephias means to appease him, and therefore presumably to try to cool him off so he shouldn't be so angry. Mina Dato, would you have been neuter at that time? Amalei lo, he said, no, if he would have cooled me off, I wouldn't have. Veitiroi, and they were matir him. Now this sounds very, very similar to the earlier case of Rav Huna. In fact, this is Rabba Rav Huna, which presumably is the son of the father. But nevertheless, it's not exactly the same case. It's different. As the Ran will explain in a moment, this case of the Asar B'nai Odom, since the Asar B'nai Odom didn't really come on the scene, it's rather, had they come on the scene, Mina Darta, the Ran considers this to be a compromise position between Charata and between Peseach Pesach. It's better than just Charata, but it's not the same as Peseach Pesach. Nevertheless, Rabbi Rav Huna said that's sufficient. But you have to have more than just Charat. So let's take a look at the Ram, the first wide line down below. Ilu hayu asar b'nei odu shvayesucha kosover, ein poisim charata, v'ika digoris kosover poisim charata. First, the Ram just points out that there is two different lishayis. However, v'akoil oilita mechad. It doesn't matter whether you say, yo poisich, ein poisich. It all adds up to the same at the end. Why? Says the Ram, v'fisha inyin zeh, the ilu hayu yud b'nei odu, Gora mi Pesach, it doesn't rise to the level of Peseach Pesach to be matinated. However, the Odom Echarot, but it's better than just Charot alone. Why? Gora mi Pesach, Mishum Veloi Hoyu, Achshav Yud B'nei Odom Shefaisu, or Shepaisu, the name of Pesach Ma'al Yehav. If 10 people really would have come, and he would have said, you're right, I agree, I shouldn't have made that Neder from the inception, then that would have been a Pesach Ma'al Yehav. However, the 10 didn't arrive. He's just asking, theoretically, were they to have come, what would you have done? Oh, if they would have cooled me off, I would have thought about it, then I would have realized I shouldn't make this neider. If he would have known the ramifications, he would have been neider. The other mecharot, but it's better than charot. Shim de charot, greide in moitzi, shim inyan ba'atzmai, shemachmosa loy hoye neider ba'isisha. He doesn't find any real substantive reason why he wouldn't have made that neder. It's just he's just saying about himself that what? That I wasn't with all of my senses. My mind was not settled at the time. If at that time they would be mafais him, try to appease him, try to talk sense to him, then he wouldn't have been neder. So now, as a result of asking him about the 10, and now he says, you know, come to think of it, if 10 people had cooled me off yesterday, I wouldn't have made a neder in the first place. The reason why he did it was because either his fit of rage, like we had before, or because he was doing it quickly, and nobody put the brakes on him and said, stay, just one minute, let's discuss this. Shemachi. Oh, so that's why he goes back to the Ein Poitzchem, with the Bis Poitzchem, that really doesn't make a difference. That just Charot alone, that he says today, I was angry yesterday, that's not enough. That won't cut it. Only this type of Charot, where we ask him, if 10 people would have told you, would you have made the Neder? Would they have, if they would have cooled you off, then you're right. If they would have cooled me off, I wouldn't have been so angry. So that's better than just charot alone. You don't need a full-fledged Pesach that had you realized the final ramifications, you wouldn't have it. When you have a charot berura that he says, if 10 people would have cooled me off, I wouldn't have made this neder. So it's better than charot, but it doesn't rise to the level of Pesach. It's somewhere in between. And that's what Rabbi Rav Huna said, that is sufficient. And now the Gemara is going to bring us that in fact this is in Machloikis Tanoi. The Rosh points out if this was Lashon Bavli, it would say Kitanoi. But since Lashon Nedor Mishuna, he leaves out Kitanoi. Like we'll see the Gemara now. Tanya Yuda Oimer. Oimram Loi the Odom Leiv Ze Olecha. Was your mind with you? Was your mind settled when you made the neder? Im Omer Lav, if he says, no, I was angry, I wasn't thinking. The Matir I say. So that's like Rav Huna, just based on Charata alone. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amenal, Mishimoviv, in the name of his father, Rabbi Yossi. Oyma Lili Odom, Ilu Hoya, Sora B'nai Odom, Shvay Sucha, Boyz Hisha, Mina Darta. im omer lav then matir oisa. So you see the identical machlokes, but not between Ravuna and Rabba Ravuna, but rather the Tanoim Rabbi Yehuda and Rishmol Rabbi Yosi in the name of his father. If you take a quick look here at the Rosh, Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this the Rosh is about twice.
Just before the Gemara ends.
Just before the Gemara, it's a little bit higher. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oimram, you have that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is about the two-thirds down the Rosh. Maisi Braisa, the plea Tanoim beplukut Anoch Amiroi. We bring a Braisa that the Tanoim argued and what the Amiroim argued. Rabbi Yehuda Diyom Amrin Eloi Libcha Eloi, that's Kirav. Rabbi Shmuel Kirav Ravuna, the Havalei is like, I'm sorry, Rabbi Shmuel is Kirav Ravuna, the Havalei Kitanoi, so the Gemara should have said Kitanoi. The Lashon Adarim Mishuna, we find this often throughout the Masechta that the Lashonis are not what we are used to from Bafli.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
And now we're up to Simon Asi Veloze Yoichanan Viana. Those are Simon of the five, of the following four different cases that came in front of one in case of Ravasi, one in front of Rablozer, Rabbi Yoichanan Viana. So the first case was, Udi Osla Kamid Ravasi, Omale Kado Tohis. Now what means Kado Tohis? So if you go down to the Ran, he explains, middle of the wide lines down below, Kado Tohis, towards the end. Kaloimar, at the Mescharet, Charota, to Meikara, Miloshin Toya al Rishonis. Tell me, are you Mescharet? Do you have Charota on what you said? Meaning that yesterday you were angry, today you have cooled down, and now you're upset about what you said yesterday. And then the Gemara says, Omalei, the Loi, Bidmiya, don't you think I'm upset? Can't you hear this neighbor that I made? Can't you see that I wasn't Libi Olai? Vishari, and he was matir. In other words, matir based on charot olam. So the loy over here is with a bitmiya. So he asked him, tell me, Kadota Yisa, were you with all of your faculties yesterday when you said this neder?
No,
Amalei.
No.
Loy, you think
I
otherwise?
I was mishug,
I was deranged yesterday, I was drunk.
Did Ravasi say that you, this is this charata? Is this charata?
So what you're asking is stira Ravasi and Ravasi.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Om Rav Yudah Maravasi, we have at the top of the Gemara.
Right.
Rav Yudah Maravasi, what did he say? It's got to be and
Arbon Dara looks at
Karata.
And here he says Karata, right.
So who asked that Kasha? Besides you, the Ran asked the Kasha.
Okay.
And the Ran tells us that there were two separate individuals. There was Ravasi and there was Rabasi. Look for Sharia, because some place for Karata. But he tell me, you're going to ask Barry's question. Voravasi, who the Amal El. Ain poischem becharata. Ekalamei merav asi lechud verav asi lechud. If you go up in the Gemara, it said Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Asi.
Right.
Here it says also kamei de Reb Asi. Even though both of them were Amiroim, but these are two separate briefs. This is Rabbi Asi and this was Rav Asi. Never the twain shall meet except on our Amid Beis here in the Gemara. But they disagree on this issue. The first Rav Asi said, "No, it's got to be a Pesach," and Rebbe Asi says. Charot is enough. So that was Asi, that the Simon makes it easy, it leaves out Rav or Rabbi, so you guess on your own. Now we're up to Al-Luza. Ahud Yosel Kam de Rablosa, Amalei, Bo'isa Nodur. Again, would you make this Nader now, if you had the choice, would you make this Nader? Amalei, Ilu Loi Maragzili, Loi Be'in Klub. If I wouldn't have gotten angry yesterday, I never would have made the Neder. Of course I wouldn't make this Neder now. I wouldn't have made it yesterday either. But never, people keep on making me get angry and upset. No, I'm late, take me. So I let you get what you're asking for in terms of your Bakasha. Your Bakasha is to be Mata Neder. Then fine. This is sufficient. Since you told me that you would not have made the Neder if it wasn't for the fact that you were in a rage, therefore I give you Pesach Harata and you're out. You're a Mata Neder. And now we have a third case. And this third case illustrates very nicely that the person didn't realize the ramifications. I keep on giving the case of the Nozer. He didn't know he's an alcoholic, that he wouldn't be able to withstand 30 days, abstain from drinking. But here you'll have another case not related to Naziris. There was a lady, the Adras Alabrata. She got very angry at her daughter. It doesn't say why she got angry at her daughter, but for some reason, they were at loggerheads with one another, and therefore she made a neder that the daughter shouldn't have any hanoah from her. And then after that, she regretted the neder. So the Kamtar Yechon, she comes to Rabbi Yechonan, Omalah. So Rabbi Yechonan is trying to find now a Pesach. And he says to her, Ilu havi yadis the omen magirtach Allah debratach. If you would have known that now your neighbors are saying about your daughter, onto the Omer Aleph, ilu lechama ba ima milin de aziva, if it wasn't for the fact that mommy saw in her certain milin de aziva means certain aveirois, in particular, the Mefarish says that the aveira that she was afraid that maybe she is nebuch osekis bedober zima. Look at the last top two Mefarishes. If it wasn't for the fact that mommy saw in her milin de aziva dvorim shiyofen lahanichan, things that you should leave aside, lashon of aziva, let go of it, kloy medav aziva, she should not be osekis in that. If you would have realized that that's what the neighbors are saying about you, that you must have seen in your daughter that she is unfortunately being osek or osekis in averis, bichti loy adresa, for naught a mother doesn't go and make a neder against the daughter. It must be that this daughter, unfortunately,
misbehaves seriously.
Very seriously. And we're going to have that in mind when anybody asks for shidduch information. Oh, I got to tell you, this girl must be really, she maybe deserves to go to Sing Sing because her mother made a neder against her. Who knows? Yeah, exactly. Maybe she's wearing nose rings. Oh, whatever it is. Me, Adresa, would you have made the neder then? If I would have realized the ramifications of my neder that everybody's talking and bad-mouthing her and saying that she's never chazoinim at the dosman, yeah, I never... Shari, and therefore he was not. So therefore you see that's not a case of a charata case, that's a case of a Pesach, where he says she never realized the
consequences.
They can't, but now that she sees a consequence, Chuli, I never would have made such a neder.
And they say she takes after her mother.
Very good. Shari, and he was matir. Have a wonderful day.
We'll leave Rabbi Anik for tomorrow.